Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp, director of the National Hurricane Center. This is your 7 a.m. Eastern Time and 6 a.m. Central Time update on Hurricane Isaac that is centered very near the southeastern coast of Louisiana. Not completely on land is the entire circulation. The northern half, mostly over land. The southern half and part of the eastern extent of the circulation still over water, and it has not weakened since making its initial contact with the coastline. Maximum sustained winds at 80 miles per hour, moving very slowly to the northwest at 6 miles per hour. As we discussed yesterday, before it was coming ashore, that our big concern here, not only of having a hurricane, which is a potent system to begin with, but the large size and the slow motion were going to be two aspects of this storm that make it exceptionally dangerous. The category only reflects the maximum sustained wind, does not capture all the impacts. So let's talk about some of those impacts that the size and the slow motion are going to make so significant. The large size of the system continues to be responsible for its ability to push a lot of water from the Gulf of Mexico into these coastal areas of southeastern Louisiana and Mississippi. Water levels are up, and storm surge flooding of 6 to 12 feet above ground level are still the range that are applicable to those coastal areas, Mississippi, southeast Louisiana. It's going to take a long time for those water levels to come down because of this slow motion. The persistent onshore flow is going to keep those water levels high essentially all day today. The other aspect of this storm that the Category 1 does not completely capture is the rainfall. The slow motion and the large size have already caused several inches of rain to fall, and it's only just beginning. The many areas of southeast Louisiana and southern Mississippi have not even seen the first half of the storm go by. Rainfall totals of 7 to 14 inches can be widespread over much of Louisiana, southern Mississippi, southwestern Alabama. Isolated amounts up to 20 inches possible. This could result in very significant lowland flooding. That is separate from the storm surge flooding. So two different water components here that are significant hazards. Of course, the wind is still a big hazard. A lot of power outages being caused by the widespread tropical storm conditions and also hurricane conditions likely occurring in some areas closer to the center. Recently observed a sustained wind of 54 miles an hour, gust to 74 at Lakefront Airport in New Orleans, right there on Lake Pontchartrain. Just an example of the very significant winds that we are measuring both at the immediate coastline and farther inland. The forecast path shows that we expect, even though the motion has been very erratic overnight, for a northwestward motion to materialize over the next day or so, and a little bit of an increase in forward speed, but it's still going to take well into Friday before the entire circulation really starts to get out of Louisiana and portions of Mississippi. Then we have to start thinking about points north. In fact, places like Arkansas, Missouri, Tennessee could see several inches of rainfall out of this. So this is not just going to be a coastal region event. In addition, isolated tornadoes possible in the Gulf Coastal region and the Mississippi Valley over the next couple of days. Another update in 1 hour, live from the National Hurricane Center. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp.